Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How we all doing, guys?
What's going on, dude?
Welcome back to another episode here.
For sure.
These voices may sound a little familiar as they are the two guests that I've had so far.
Ironic. Are we the third episode?
You are the third episode. I was supposed to do something with Hank, but it's going to be this Saturday.
Hank?
Yeah.
What the heck? I haven't seen Hank in so GD long.
I know. He texted me and was like, hey, I've been listening to FCI and listened to some of the Cultured Cerebrum. And I was like, that's awesome. He was like, we should record something. So we were supposed to do something last Saturday, but he had plans come up with his nieces where he ended up having to watch them. So
he pulled a surgeon.
Can I send a message to Hank right now? Hank, if you're listening, I love you and I hate you for not talking to me, dude. A-hole.
Yeah, Hank. But so I think this Saturday we're going to go at it a little bit. But
nice.
We're coming here today just to kind of touch on our detox December that we've been doing. It's been a week out so far.
Strong week.
A strong week. Very strong week.
Not on my end.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we're different levels. But just kind of trying to discuss our mentality going into it, throughout it, and just touch on mental health and physical health and how they correlate with each other and can really affect one another.
Even 1 week, how could it even affect 1 week of your life? So
truly,
far?
Truly,
this
truly.
Is, if you think about it, this is like could be a weekly update kind of deal.
Yeah, absolutely could, 100%.
Why don't you and Rafa were killing it, dude.
I know, Zach. I was telling him, praising him every day, pretty much. This dude came out of nowhere and became a beast, dude. Like I was saying, I thought it was going to be me and you.
No way.
Like
dude.
The top challengers. Not even just for the physical aspect of it, just to compete with each other, right? I thought it was going to be us.
I'm like an in-person kind of guy. Well, it's got to be in person.
Well, either way, just for the competition. But then Zach came out of nowhere. Every day burning over 1,000 calories. To the point he was burning over 1.5 thousand calories daily.
1.5 thousand?
And doing that.
1.5, 1,500.
Yeah. It sounds cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like a million.
Yeah, 1.5 thousand. Yeah.
1.5K.
1.5K, there we go.
Yeah. That's another 1.5 thousand.
Zach already put a sticker on the on the back of a car that says 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5 thousand, 1.5K, same thing.
Yeah.
And it really caught me off guard because you said you didn't really work out before. And then the time you did work out, it was so long ago. And I honestly thought, man, this is going to be a piece of cake. Like, no disrespect. Yeah. Like,
you thought you bagged the whole competition.
Yeah, right. Sure. I mean, and I did, man. I got first place.
He did. 100%. Respectfully.
He already put the name on it. He did. I saw your badge on the fitness app.
Yeah.
It was a nice badge. Nice and shiny.
I'm gonna turn that into an NFT.
That'd be sick. That'd be so sweet.
But, yeah, you came out of nowhere and with it. And it was amazing because it was a true challenge. It was a fun challenge. You kept me on my toes, man. You kept me working hard. Every single time I thought I was ahead, I would refresh the fitness page, and there you were, right up my ass, and then getting further ahead, and I'm like, holy shit.
For sure, dude.
You're making me work.
Hell yeah,
man. It was
man.
So much fun, dude. I respect the hell out of that.
It was super fun. So, like, the way we've kind of been doing it is, so we have, like, a group group fitness tracking, so we can, you know, see everybody's calories and stuff, and their workout activity for the day. But week by week, we've been doing kind of a one-on-one challenge. So for the first week, it was Rafa versus myself. And it was a great competition, man. Like, honestly, I don't think I would have probably been as driven to push as hard as I did if I wasn't facing you for the first week. Because, like, having somebody else to go that hard, you know, to kind of hold me accountable and be like, well, fuck, dude, this dude like busted his ass today. Like, I have to make sure that I'm doing the same.
Yeah.
If that weren't the case, I probably wouldn't have been.
You would have slacked off.
I would have slacked off more, for sure.
So if you didn't have someone to go against, you would have faltered?
Not faltered, but I don't think I would have pushed myself to the limit that I did. I think I would have, gotten comfortable being like, okay, you know, 30 minutes a day, like, a workout, that's fine. Which
it's
is
definitely
good. It's
more
good
fun
progress.
Letting someone else know that what you're doing.
Yeah,
too.
For sure. Like to be able, like you're saying, like just refreshing the app and being like, damn, like oh
yeah, I'm checking it heavy.
That would be me. I'm like, fuck, Rafa's up, you know, like 300 calories on me. I'm like, fuck that. All right, as soon as I get off work, like I'm busting a fucking workout.
I'm running home.
Yeah, I love the point system I had too, because then I would sometimes I would be so focused on the calories that I would forget we're actually competing, and there's the point aspect. You can only get 600 points a day. I remember one day, since I was working, I was at 0 points. You were at 400 points. And I was like, holy shit, there's no way I'm catching up. But then that's what motivated me to be like, I got that bike here in the basement that's been sitting there. I was like, let me get that out. You know, let me bust out a couple of pushups. And just trying to catch up to your 400 points and get in ahead, dude, it was so tough. It was so painful. Especially since for the past year, I've been so lazy. I've had a terrible mentality when it comes to bettering myself. I just didn't care. I was smoking weed every day, smoking a lot of weed, just being a lazy bum, right? And then especially since I work from home, I sit on my ass all day. So it ain't like I have another job where I'm doing something.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. I always wonder how you can text so much.
It made me extra lazy, like beyond the laziest I've ever been, right? And then I'm trying to catch up with you. So it's like from one day to another, I got to stand up, do something, and stop being a lazy bum. And it was so much fun because I was like, man, this is fun, but I'm hurting, man.
A little bit of camaraderie.
Right.
It was fun.
For sure, dude.
A little bit of shit talking, which was fun.
Absolutely.
It was great.
You have to have it.
I don't believe your guys' shit talk at all.
Never. I mean, it's literally all this bullshit to, try to get, a fire lit or, keep it lit a little bit longer.
What was the point difference? How much did you win by, Rafa?
I don't remember.
How much did you smoke Zach by?
He at least, so basically every day but 2 days, he hit 600 points every single day.
I got a perfect 10 out of 10 score.
He did. There was one day I think I hit like 490, and then on Monday I only hit like 200 points because I took Monday out. Because I haven't worked out literally in over probably like 3-4 years. Like worked out consistently. Like I've gone to like a class or, went running or something like that. But I haven't like actively like woken up and like I'm about to do a workout before I go to work.
Plan it out.
Get home from work and do a workout after that. So the first 3 days I was like, dude, my legs feel like they're about to fucking fall off. Like my arms, I feel like I can't even like lift the glasses at work to drop people's drinks off.
Yeah.
I literally felt like a bowl of fucking Jell-O.
But that mirror's looking better now, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. But like, so on Monday before we came here to record for FCI, I was like, I'm going to do a workout today. But I literally was like, dude, no, like just, you've been doing great. Like, reward yourself. Take a fucking day off, dude. Like,
that's the loser mentality, Zach.
It's not though, because the following 2 days, I went harder than I ever have than the first 3 days that I was, or first 3 or 4 days that I was working out because I was recovered. And these last 2 days that I've been working out, I've gone super hard and I haven't felt the burn or the exhaustion that I did the first 4 days.
Yeah.
And maybe it's to do with just like a placebo mentality, but I really think it is because I let my body just recover, dude.
You let it recover.
Oh, of course you gotta.
Yeah. And then sleeping is the best thing you can do. So, I mean, when you sleep is when your whole body is recovering, and you got to remember when you're working out, and since you haven't worked out in so many years, even for people that have been working out, once those workouts start, you're literally ripping your muscles. You're literally ripping them, dude.
I could feel
so
it.
So you're putting your body through something that you're shocking it.
I was like, damn.
Your muscles thought they were set for life.
Yeah, they really were.
They didn't know they were going to have to do shit again.
Yeah.
And then
they were literally screaming.
Yeah. So taking that day off, although for like the challenge, it sets you back for you yourself. You're giving yourself to heal and recover to come back stronger the next day.
Yeah.
Which is what you needed. I needed that rest day, but the way I was thinking is like, I can't.
Yeah.
There's no way I
know.
I can't.
I literally was like, dude, not that I was happy that I was able to keep up with you to the level that I was. Like, in true, genuine, honestly, I was like, week one, like, I'm not beating Rafa. Like, I had that mindset in my mind. I was like,
you shouldn't have started with that.
I shouldn't have, but the reality just settled in with myself where I'm like, because you are the kind of the one that's really guiding me on this pathway of like, okay, trying to eat healthy, give me a meal plan and workouts and such to follow. I'm like, okay, it's like the student almost trying to beat the master in their first day of practice. It's not happening.
Rafa took the rock already.
Yeah. I'm like, it's not happening. Yeah. But in due time, I'm coming back for that. I'm coming back for that belt.
Every master was once a beginner.
Yeah. For sure.
That was at St. Francis.
It has been honestly, like, I've been feeling a lot better mentally.
Nice.
I've been sleeping like a fucking baby.
Like
dude.
A baby, I bet.
Like
Do you wake up like I've noticed that lately I wake up ready to go already?
Yeah. Every day I've been waking up, I've like, usually I'll set my alarm and I snooze my alarm fucking for like an hour.
Oh, I still do that.
And I still like waking up, I'm like just up and ready.
Yeah.
And it's been nice.
It feels like something, you got something to do to the day. Yeah, right. You know, and you want to get it done kind of. For sure. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like now is that I remember waking up just completely foggy constantly from when I was smoking and doing the old druggos and just exhausting myself. And when I would sleep, it'd be 14 hours at a time.
Damn.
And then I'd wake up and I'd just be completely out of it. We're doing the most minimal task would just, I wouldn't even but touch it.
Yeah.
Now I wake up and I'm like, on my way to work, I'm already awake. Like I've, it's just weird to reminisce in the feelings of what you used to feel like.
Yeah. Another thing that's really been helping me is eating a lot healthier and not eating super late. So a big thing that I would do, I would eat at like 2 a.m. and then go to bed.
Oh, that's terrible.
And it's so bad because like your body has to basically decide, do I want to recover and like fully rest or do I need to digest this food?
Yeah.
So you're waking up super tired because your body's trying to digest that. You're not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're basically giving your body two options and they're either trying to do both or select one.
You're like, you deal with it.
Yeah. You basically are like, yeah, you deal with it when like realistically probably like, you know, 3 hours before you go to bed or like plan to go to bed, you shouldn't really be eating so you can fully allow your body to recover.
I think against that.
Yeah.
So the way I look at it is, for me, this works for me. Everybody has a different way of how things work. I mean, people are fucking vegans.
Everybody's body is literally different.
But there is like this thing where it's like a rules that can work for everybody, where it's all about, for me, like I said, it's about the calories you take in. I have a set amount of calories that I want to eat a day, right? So it doesn't matter if I have all my calories in the morning or in the night. I do them when they're comfortable, feel comfortable for me so I can eat before I go to sleep. But to what you were saying, sometimes eating at 2 a.m, which is what I would do, is at night, sometimes you overeat and you're giving yourself those extra calories that you don't need, where all those carbs are making you extra tired. They're making you feel foggy. They're making you feel like, like you just kind of, like your mind is just kind of like slurred. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Where, yeah, you can eat before you go to sleep. It's just, you just got to make sure it's within those calorie counts.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
does that make sense?
Yeah. Wait. I mean, yeah.
I could be wrong, but that's what's worked for me.
I mean, it would make more sense. So that, I mean, even that I wasn't doing, you know, I mean, it'd be like, I literally would have a full fucking meal from Taco Bell before I go to bed. And it's like, dude,
I was thinking of candy bars.
I'm having like literally like a chicken quesadilla.
He's having a meal for two.
And a Baja Freeze before I go to bed. Yeah, exactly.
I'm with Zach on the
So bad. Yeah. So bad.
I'm with Zach on the 3 hour thing. I think that's probably like the slightest advice I even had for this whole competition was that eating better for yourself, cooking, and don't eat 3 hours before you go to bed. I honestly feel, probably because I heard it from Joe Rogan about the 3 hours thing, but I tried it out and I honestly feel so much more cleansed.
Truly.
When I wake up, you feel as if you're not hungry.
Right.
It's
weird because
aching.
I go to bed and I'm slightly hungry.
Yeah.
But I wake up and I'm like, man, I'm going to wake up fucking starving. And I wake up and I'm not.
Yeah. That, it's so weird. You wake up and you actually quite neutral.
Yeah.
You don't feel achy. Like your tummy doesn't feel like it's aching for something. You don't feel bloated. You don't feel anything. You just feel completely cleansed, as if that's how your body
like I should.
as if your body's like, "Hey, idiot, wake up! That's what you should have been doing."
Right?
You know?
Exactly, dude. It's honestly been weird. Like, it's really been weird just waking up and being like, "Man,
I'm awake.
I feel good to be awake.
I'm awake. Like, if someone needed me at that moment, I could go assist them."
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So, what's your goal after this? So, we did this challenge, right?
The
challenge was, in a way, to me, was kind of unexpected. I knew we were doing the whole thing for December.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the 7 day challenge. Right. I didn't know it was gonna be like that, right?
Yeah.
Because you can only do one at a time. You said right.
Yeah. Like one on ones.
But what I mean, I thought it was gonna be an overall. From now until the end of December, right? But after December ends, once this whole the December challenge ends, what's your goal after that? Like physically, like do you want to bulk up? Do you want to get ripped? Do you want to look like Cade? Like,
Cade is ripped.
Yeah,
dude.
He's
a beast.
He's been going hard, man.
I look at his shit. Props to Cade
for sure, dude. Probably my goal is mainly just starting off to maintain what I'm doing.
You just want to be healthy.
Get just overall be healthy. Like I do want to bulk up a bit, but I that's
well, health comes with it,
right?
No matter what, health is going to come with it. But yeah, physically, do you have a goal for that, or is just whatever comes with eating healthy?
Physically, just kind of whatever it comes to. Weight isn't really a big factor to me. You know, I mean, I'm 210, I think, like 206.
Holy moly! Like,
to me, like, that's a comfortable weight for me. I mean, I could drop some pounds, yeah, but I'm not at the point where I'm like, man, I need to lose 20 pounds, 25 pounds
yeah.
to like be physically happy with myself, you know?
Yeah.
It's more so getting a toned physique and like being...
Seeing your athletic self again.
Yes. Seeing my athletic self, like being able to endure shit, like being able to walk up two flights of steps and not be fucking out of breath.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Dude, like even when I worked at the hospital, dude, because the... MRI was in B2 and our ER was on B1. So instead of taking the elevator up, I would just take the flight, like literally one flight of stairs up to the ER, and I'd be fucking winded, dude.
Drenched.
Like literally, I'm like, I need an inhaler. And I'm like, dude, this is terrible.
That's why I felt going up my stairs to the basement all the way upstairs to my bedroom. Anytime I ran up or ran down, Alex has asthma and I look like her, like breathing hard with trying to catch my breath, man. It was terrible. It
does not make you feel like a man. I'll tell you that. It makes you feel as if you're losing it, and we're not at the age to lose it yet. That's for sure. Damn sure.
Yeah. I really thought, man, I was gonna like. I felt like if I keep this up, if I keep my lifestyle, my health style, I'm gonna die soon from a heart attack or something, man. Because that's how disgusting that was, and especially with smoking, dude. Because you know, smoking gives you the munchies, so I would pig out.
Yeah,
and I. And then not only that, at night I would smoke, and then, you know, Alex's mom bakes amazing these desserts and things. So you would bring in, Alex is here, by the way. So pointing at her, Alex would bring in desserts that her mom made. And so, and one time she brought in like, 12 cupcakes and I ate like seven of them.
How can you just eat one? What psychopath can eat one cupcake?
But that was just my appetizer, because then I dug through the fridge to see what else I can eat. And, you know, I was
while still
it
chewing.
Was terrible. Yeah, well, I got one cupcake in my hand, French in the other. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's up next?
And I remember anytime I would go up my stairs, I got a mirror in the bathroom, so that's like on my way up, and I would just look at that mirror without a shirt, and I'm like. Like, you disgusting pig. And
yeah. I started to put blankets over my mirrors now. That's
took
how bad.
Them all down.
that's more like something you can do, but just it's to the point where you're like, I got to do this at least like once a week or once a month just to have a good, like, I love this feeling, but it's almost being an adult. Nobody's checking you. You know what I'm saying? So you can do literally whatever you want.
Yeah.
So
truly.
You just, honestly, once you become that age where you're like just doing everything by yourself, living on your own stuff, you will pick one thing that you will overindulge in.
Yeah.
And it just will, it will sidetrack you big time.
100%.
And that was part of the upsetting thing where I used to have that dedication, you know, whether it was with calisthenics or when I tried bodybuilding and all of that. I had the dedication and focus to do it the correct way. I would cook for the whole week. I had everything right. And then somehow I lost all of it and I just became really lazy. And that goes to what you were saying, where since we're adults and nobody's checking me, I don't have my mom or my dad checking me. As soon as I stopped doing those things and I wanted to start smoking, everything just went out the window. And I was like, oh, I can just
You're caring.
Smoke.
Yeah. I mean, you're caring about other people throughout the whole day and every day of your life for the weeks, you know, you got Alex, you got the baby. So I feel like it's more like a trade off. You're like, well, you know, I don't really need to do this right now. It gets to a point where it's like, whoa, I haven't done that in a while, and now I want to live, literally live for these people. You know, I want to live for my family stuff. So now it's like, oh shoot, now I got to do all this stuff back again. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna go to the field and do parachute runs, but I do got to do something.
Yeah,
no, it's definitely painful. And then talking about the pain, like, I sent you that long ass text this morning. I typed it out last night when I woke at 1:30 because I was really thinking about it. On what motivates me, like I was talking about my dad too.
Oh, yeah.
I see my dad is, I think, I don't want to say his real age, but like he's in his 40s, right? This guy has the most physical job in the world, works 12-hour shifts, wakes up at 6 a.m. And this is just now. Before, he used to work the 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. shift.
That's
third shift,
tough. Right? Nighttime's tough.
And his, I worked at factory. It's a hell of a place to work at. And then when he had that third shift, when he got off at 6 in the morning, he would go to Crunch Fitness, get a 2-hour workout in, go home, sleep, and get his day restarted.
That's crazy.
And, you know, he's in his 40s. I'm in my 20s. And I'm like, where is my dad getting this drive from? How is he pushing himself to do all of this? And I don't even have that. Why can't I get to those levels that my dad's getting? And recently, I've been starting to figure a lot of that out. Because I've always been a competitor, right? I've always loved to compete. But I've never really had that fire in me.
For yourself.
Yeah, well, like, let's say if I was in a cage with the other guy, I know how to fight. It's like it comes naturally. I know how to fight, but I didn't have that fire to be like, you know how some guys go in there and they just want to kill the other guy.
Yeah.
With me, it's like I can get in there, I can fight, I'll do whatever I have to do, but I don't have that fire to push me to beat you or
yeah,
you beat
I'm
me.
Really not going to care that much.
Yeah.
It's just like playing any sport. I just knew the rules. I knew what can be done. But my dad, on the other hand, he was the guy that said, I'm going to do it until it's perfect, until I can't do it anymore. If he's lifting weights, he's going to lift weights until they fall on him, you know, like until he's crushed by them. And I've been reading like David Goggins a lot, really motivational guy. And through seeing his mindset, I never realized that I use some of that mindset too, where whenever I'm working out or doing anything, but this is coming to the workout because we've been doing this challenge where anytime I felt a little pain in my life, I kind of just stopped because I'm like, oh, this hurts. I'm lifting weights. This hurts. Let me just stop. You know, I'm going to take my rest. Now it's like, oh, this hurts a little bit. I've been hurt before. My whole life has me being hurt. My whole childhood was me hurt. So I would tap into those memories, the memories I never wanted to think about. And I pulled the fire from those thoughts and used that as my current energy. It's like you have all of this unlimited stored energy in your memories, in your mind that you can tap into whenever, but it's so painful to actually dig into those memories and use them as motivation to keep moving forward. And bringing this up, because that's what I've been doing, right? But with you, I wanted to know what drives you. What are you tapping into when you're feeling unmotivated, lazy, when you're in pain from the workouts, when you're feeling sore? What are you tapping into to go, I can keep going. I can do this workout today.
So mainly it's really just been, at least through this transition, is me showing up for myself for once. Like, I've put everybody else in my life first for a long time, like two different degrees and stuff like that. But it's been a very long time since I've really sat down and been like, dude, work on yourself, like figure your shit out, you know, make the change that you want to actually make and see in yourself. And just once I am in that position and in that mindset where I'm like, man, I really can't keep going, I turn on the thought of, if I give up now, then I'm going to get, it's only going to be me giving up in the future.
Right.
And to a silly extent, because I'm a big anime fan, there is a type, like kind of like an anime thought that comes in my mind where it's like, do I want to sit here and be a side character or do I want to be the main character? And right now I'm in a journey where I want to be the main character in my life.
I heard that.
Am I going to sit back and be the side character that's like, yeah, I'm strong, I can do this, but you know,
yeah,
I'm going to let that guy take the reins and be the logo, be the face of everything.
Samurai King.
Yeah. Right now I'm like, no, I want to be that fucking main character. I want to be the one that is at the top of his game. I want to be the one that is motivated to do shit and is really progressing in my life. Cause I have been in a position for so long where I just feel stuck, dude. And I don't know what it is that clicked in me lately. Like, I went out to dinner with all my friends and we took a photo, and I don't know, just the way I looked in that photo, I was like, man, I feel like I look like garbage.
Slob.
I literally look at the photo and I was like, dude, I look like shit. Like, and just from seeing that, I was like, dude, I got to do something. Like, I've been thinking about doing something for a long time, but me just being lazy or not really having the motivation to get going. Like, Liana was working out and going to the gym, and even with her having that motivation, I was like, man, that's awesome. Like, that will get me motivated. But for whatever reason, just like, it was a different type of pathway that she took that didn't click with me. So with me, like with the working out, like finding the boxing in VR, that's really what set the tone for me, where it's like, okay, I can trick my brain into being physically active because I'm playing a game in order to do so. Because all I do, like, I love playing games. So I'm like, if I can, I'm finding a game, like that's literally all I've been using my VR for now. I haven't done anything else with it other than fucking work out with it. And it's been fucking awesome. And it's been tough as fuck. I've never boxed in my life. I literally have, I've never even been in a physical fight at all. Like other than like with my brothers and friends, you know, but never like actually in a fucking standalone one-on-one. Like it's been so intense and I've been learning a lot just about myself and the endurance that I really do have by going through this, because there are moments like, especially in the one that I have, they have like different trainers.
Yeah.
And they'll talk to you like throughout the workout where it's like, yo, like what did you come here for? Like, did you come here to give up on this combo? Or did you come here to be here for yourself?
That's dope.
Did you come here to, you know, finish this workout? Or are you going to give up right now?
And yes, it's like, chef.
Yeah. But like to me, like, dude, that it works. Cause like there will be times where I'm literally like, getting so fucking tired. I'm like, dude, I can't give up now. And then they're like, one of my favorite trainers, his name is Zion. I wish they had more stuff of his, but he's like, yo, like, are you here for the final fight or not? And I'm like, I'm fucking here for the final fight, dude. Like, I want to be here for the final fight.
Yeah.
So that's,
is it a real person talking?
It's a real person talk. Like it's during the workout, like it's just a voice like in the background, like he's not there physically, but it's a real guy that recorded it. And it,
hey motherfucker,
yeah.
You're like, huh?
Yeah. But it's really just me unlocking and accepting the potential that I have. I haven't really given myself much credit for what I'm capable of.
Yeah,
like for a long time I'm like, you couldn't do that. So right now I'm in a position where I'm like, I can't do that.
Or your brain will be like, that's not you.
Right. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one sucks.
Yeah, because you have a limited potential. It may sound corny, but you really do. It's like you're kind of going in this, the way I look at it is you're going on this mental journey to see what you can and can't handle mentally. And the things you can't handle mentally is like, why can't I handle this?
Right.
Because there's nothing stopping me. This is like the corniest thing where you can achieve your dreams and do whatever you want in life as long as you want it. But in a way, it is true. When you're doing these workouts, whatever goal you want at the end, you can achieve. You just got to mentally be able to push through all of the bullshit.
Yeah. Nothing's testing you either.
The only thing that is preventing you from doing it and it's testing you is yourself. When I was like, literally my biggest competitor in this competition is myself mentally, I meant that because I know that if I can overcome the whatever struggles and disbelief that I have in myself personally, I will fucking beat you one day. Like, no doubt.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. But it's not gonna be easy. It will not be easy. It'll be the fucking battle of a lifetime. But I know, or at least I will convince myself that I can do it. But it's just getting over that hurdle to be able to do so. Cause that is the number one thing that stops me from doing anything is my mental. It's my physical has a big effect in it, but the way that I get stuck in my own head and I'm just like, no, you can't do this. You won't be able to do that. Why would you do that? You won't like that. It's not going to be the pathway that you want to go down.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, shut the fuck up and do it and see what happens. Like that is what has occurred throughout just this last week. And I'm like, man, it feels good to just be taking charge of what I want to be doing in my life right now. And it's just something as small as literally getting up and fucking working out throughout the day.
And the thing is that it comes with results. Like you're not doing it for anything.
Yeah.
You're eventually going to start, you're seeing the results now, but these are minuscule amounts of results compared to what's going to happen at the end of the month. And if you keep going, where are you going to be within 6 months?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to look back to this guy right now, and it's going to be two different characters.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And I don't mean that metaphorically. Like you will be a completely different guy in 6 months.
I know. I hope. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what motivates me. And then you got to join the challenge too.
I am doing the challenge, bro.
Yeah, you're doing it in your own different way.
I put
way,
my
though.
Own detox on yeah. it, boy.
Right.
I'm detoxing from detoxing, bro.
Yeah.
Just doing more, I'm doing mental ups, dude. I'm hitting the gym. I'm bench pressing my brain about 225, bro. Dude, I'm just doing things where I'm kind of like, for some reason, I took it into a different perspective just for myself, just the way I am. I feel like working out, I'll get to working out. Just not right now. I don't know why. right now. Usually you're on Christmas. It's like the hardest time to do, like, stop eating bad. And, you know, I bet Alex's mom's going to bake the best stuff on Christmas stuff.
The thing with that, because I've thought like that before, is like, why am I always in great shape during the summer? And then the winter time comes and I get really fat. I get out
of shape. It's comfort season, honestly.
Well, no, it's to me, it's because it's inconvenient. Why would I go out and run right now when it's cold compared to the summer when it's beautiful out?
Yeah.
You always do better when your life's doing great. When your life is good, that's when you have the motivation to do it and you feel like you're unstoppable and you can do anything. Once your life starts becoming bad, maybe you haven't paid a bill, that's when you start thinking like, fuck, I can't do this because one bad thing happens. It knocks the motivation out of the window.
See, I'm detoxing from that.
But that's what I mean. That's the way that I looked at it was like, who gives a fuck that it's wintertime? I'm gonna put on 3 coats. I'm gonna put on 3 socks. 3 pair of sweatpants. I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna run.
I'm just enjoying the times I'm having.
Yeah.
I guess so. I wouldn't even put it. I couldn't even tell you a negative thought I've had.
That's good. It's a different path for you right now because of the. Yeah, I mean,
drugs.
The drug, yeah. You know what I mean? Dropping those. And
those are so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never had one. I forgot. I already passed a month.
That's nice, dude.
That is wild.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
That's the best part. I was like, oh, whatever. No big deal, dude.
That is great.
Yeah, dude. But so I took it into like, okay. Use this detox December. I mean, I'm getting my steps in, baby. Don't get me wrong. I'm getting, I want to see right now. My phone's over there.
I got you. I'll look it up as you're talking.
Yeah, because I'm killing it. I mean, if I was wearing an Apple Watch at work, I would be getting my goal of 680.
Yeah, you're.
That's my goal.
14,500 for today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So what is your goal? Like, you're part of this challenge. We're all in together, right? Like, heard his goal. No, my goal. What is your goal? What are you going for?
Maintain healthy boundaries. Maintain a steady, aware mind of what I'm putting into my body, what I'm doing to my body, how I'm sitting, how I'm standing. I'm literally detoxing all bad habits. So physically, I take account of my posture. Like right now I'm sitting up because I noticed I was slouching. I'm sitting up now. I'll at night, instead of just watching TV scrunched up on the couch like this, I'm actually proactive and stretching now. I'm stretching things that hurt. I make sure I'm moving myself. The vapes are killing me. That's about it. That's harming me. But other than that, when I'm walking, I try to walk straight up. Or when I'm moving things, I'm trying to do the proper movements. As in, if I had to pick up a pallet, I'm squatting. I'm not bending over with my back in this.
I see. Yeah.
And then when I get home, I'm aware of my, how do you say it? Taking care of your, basically taking care of your life. So I get home, I used to immediately just lay down, not even shower.
Yeah,
I would just lay down and go to sleep. I wouldn't even think about showering, and sometimes it went into days where I wouldn't even shower. I'm just working, coming home, going to sleep, getting up, you know what I'm saying, eating something bad and then go back to sleep. But now, like, I'll come home, okay, I clean up this spot, let me take care of the dishes, shower yourself, I brush my teeth, I do the old fucking, even gel my hair, whatever, because now I'm starting to move myself into the mental thought process of, no, this isn't your day ending, it's your day beginning. So you got what you needed to do out of the way.
Right.
Now this is your day that's beginning.
Now's your freedom.
Yes, now is your freedom. Now is where you have energy. Now is where you're proactive. Not you did your shit for the day and you're done and you should just lie over. No, this is where you communicate. This is where you take care of yourself. This is where you take care of your problems. Get your agenda going again. So every day I'm working on my physical side of bad habits, mental side of bad habits, procedural, and just anything that I don't have one negative thought anymore. And I'm trying to just keep that train rolling. That's my goal. Just keep that train rolling. Because I know I can work out. Working out's not even a freaking problem to me.
Yeah.
Working out, moving my body and stuff like that. It's literally my mind will make me feel like it's bad.
For sure. So dude, I'm mental and physical, man.
I'm literally dog training my head.
Yeah.
So I'm like, click.
That's good.
Bad. You know?
Yeah, that's good, man. Mental training is always good, man.
Even portion sizes with food.
Right.
Like I will get what I used to get, and we talked about it on FCI, what I would just get. I'd get meals for 3, basically.
Yeah, dude,
and I get scarfed down. But
do the same thing.
Yeah. But now I'm like, dude, basically I'm telling myself, don't be a pig. Mm-hmm. You know, take care of it. You don't want to feel like you're keeling over every time you eat.
Dude, seriously.
Yes.
If I'm being honest, I'm still doing the same thing. I mean, before I ate the whole chicken.
Overeating?
overeating healthy stuff. Like before I ate that whole chicken you bought me, it was like 9 ounce chicken with the broccoli.
What'd you have?
Before that, I made myself, I think it was 10 ounces of ground beef with vegetables on it. But I mean, my body goal, I want to go up to, I've always wanted to weigh 200 pounds. That's what I've always wanted to do.
Yes. I'll trade you, bro.
So it's, the most I've made it to was 185, but it was just a fatness right now. But first I have to kill all the fat and then rebuild it. So I'm just taking in a bunch of protein, taking a bunch of food, where before I would eat like this, but it was just Taco Bell. It was just the things that were killing me.
Why is it
that
so
I felt
good?
Like complete shit. Like,
so good.
Like I literally just got done eating before you got here. I kind of was like, I'm not going to be hungry yet. And then I ate the whole thing.
I will admit with Rafa, I had 4 tamales before I came over here.
Oh, I mean, because I'm going going to the gym tonight too. So my thing is I'm going to eat all of this and then just try to turn all of this
into
muscle.
What are you hitting tonight, baby?
Tonight, I don't know yet. It's always one of, it's Crunch Fitness. And if any of the listeners have ever been to Crunch Fitness, that's my first time ever going to Crunch Fitness. I've always gone to like the small, like Fitness 19s.
Is it nice in there?
The more neighborhood. Dude, it's so nice. It's a super modern gym to the point it's intimidating by the people that work out there.
Oh.
Because I was telling Zach before he got here, it's like when you're the new guy at a gym, you're always at the bottom and you always see like all of the big guys, but then it just cycles out where then you eventually become one of the big guys and the new guys join in. But besides the people that are there, it's which they're all really cool. It's the machines. They're super futuristic machines that I've never seen in my life.
I bet if I walked in there, dude, I'd be like, these are gyms now?
Dude, one of the bicycles that you can sit on, it's almost like this sofa with pedals on it, and you can hook up your Apple Watch to it.
Get
out
of here.
Wow. It's so comfortable. I was on that thing for an hour. It didn't feel like an hour. That gym is a fantastic gym, so I don't know what I'm working out because that gym is so cool.
I hate the appearance of walking in a gym. So like when you start working out again, you're wearing your like, you know, not the flyest workout gear.
For sure.
For some reason, the flyer the gear, the better I'll probably work out.
Oh yeah.
In it's a like certain a way. Thing. You know, look good, feel good.
Yeah. 100%.
Look good, feel good.
I'm the opposite on that.
Well, I get that side too. Like wearing a thermal, like a raggedy thermal, dude. Yeah. And just pumping iron, dude. Dude,
my sweatpants are full of holes. I just go under with these. I wear my Vans. Best shoes to work in if you work out.
Yeah, because they're flat, right?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, because I used to go all out and get like the nicest clothes because it feels good.
Yeah.
Walking in there with the
look good, feel good
with the Under Armour, the Rock's new line that he dropped. I would get all of it.
It's still your mother effing set.
Yeah. But then I'm like, it becomes this thing. Like, I got to the point I was working out in Crocs and shorts and just whatever I found.
Right.
Crocs but and shorts. I think, and one shorts.
I think that comes with the confidence though. Cause at first I want to look the best.
Yeah.
Cause I'm not the best. But
once
I start working out and I'm literally buff and I got the body that I want, which I never achieved that cause I always want more. Eventually I'm like, I'm big now. I'll just wear whatever I want cause it doesn't matter. Cause anything you put on eventually looks good once you're big.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
So it's like this whole mental cycle that comes with it.
For sure. I've always felt weird going into gyms because I feel like, I guess I've really always been the new guy anytime that I've gone to gyms. Like I've never been to Planet Fitness, you know, consistently for a year or anything like
just
that.
Swim in the pool.
I've gone for like, you know, a month and then stopped going and shit. So like every
time
I've ever.
Super Fitness?
Planet Fitness.
Okay.
I went to Super Fitness.
That's the biggest steroid gym in Toledo, if you ask me.
Yeah.
The biggest gearheads are like,
and then Crunch Fitness right under.
But for me, like I've always felt, you know, like the new guy. So I always feel awkward going in there because I'm like, people are staring at me, you know, like I walk in and they know this guy doesn't work out.
What's funny?
Yeah, but also they don't care probably.
Yeah, but like, that's
nobody gives a fuck.
Not
at all.
And for whatever reason, like it's, I know deep in my mind.
I feel the same way as you.
Deep
though.
In my mind, I know. I literally am like, dude, nobody cares. Like, nobody even knows who I am.
And then you sabotage yourself more by doing a nerdy workout there.
Dude, exactly. Or I'll get in my head where I'm like, fuck, like, everybody's looking at me while I'm working out.
Yeah.
Because maybe I'm doing this wrong or something like that. Like,
yeah, that's everybody probably. Yeah. Most
and it drives me nuts because I'm like, I have this weird, like, false intimidation of going to the gym because I'm like, people know I don't work out.
Because it is physically intimidating when you see guys that are 7 foot tall and look like the Hulk, and then you're the new guy and you're like, oh shit.
That's when I go up to him, I'm like, take it easy, dude.
But the thing, anytime I ever felt like that, and for any listeners, if they ever feel like this, I always told myself, they were once the beginner here. They also had their first day here.
True.
The difference between them and me is that they stuck around. They put in the work, and these are the results of actually putting in work and not being a coward. Like a lot of people are going in, I'm saying you're a coward if you go to the gym or not. Just the way things that I call myself.
Every master was once a beginner.
Yeah, they all had their first step into that gym, and now they're there. And it's my goal to eventually be that guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
I see them as like, I want to be bigger than you. I want to be stronger than you. I see this guy lifting
more.
You're
my competition.
I want to kill you.
Everybody there's my competition without them knowing, right?
Yeah, right.
In a humble way. But sometimes my ego, because I do have a big ego, it gets in the way. Like yesterday, I started lifting with my ego, and then that's when you end up getting
hurt.
I
knew you would too.
But that's what motivates me. Or then I'll start thinking, because, you know, with calisthenics, I was amazing at it. I don't want to sound cocky, but I just know when to give myself compliments when they're doing it. Like, I was really good at it. Then after that, I started doing steroids, and I was the biggest I ever been. And now when I go in there into the gym, and I'm this skinny fat guy that can't even bench press 90 pounds when I used to bench press 300 pounds. It's like, in my mind, it's like, oh, these guys don't know who they're looking
who
at
I
right
really
now,
was.
Who I used to be. But it doesn't fucking matter who I used to be, because right now I'm the skinny guy.
It's all about the now.
Yeah,
it's all about the now. I always got to remind myself that it doesn't matter. Once upon a time, I was training with Hoyce Gracie and the Gracie brothers, right? And it feels good, but I'm not anymore. It doesn't matter what I used to do or what I used to look like. It's what am I going to do now so tomorrow I can be the person I want to be.
It's like the guy at the bar. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that's the mentality that I got to keep going, is like, who do I want to be tomorrow? Yeah. And what am I going to do today to achieve that? Because it all really starts right now. Like you said.
Right.
You just started working out.
Now. And it's always now, baby.
It is. Like,
and
that,
it's always now.
That has been like the hardest struggle for me, to just be like, dude, you have to do it now.
Yeah.
Like, even like setting like the, it was kind of easier for me to be like, okay, December like is when we're gonna start, you know, give myself a set starting date. But I mean, for the past 3 years, I'm like, I'll push it off to next month
or
next
week. For the past fat years.
Or yeah. Like, just it'll come. Like, instead of just being like, just fucking do it, dude. Just wake up and be like, this is what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
And you have to be honest with yourself too. Cause like, for example, you guys know the Liver King, right? This guy that looks like a cartoon character, looks extreme. He looks like the Hulk. Yeah, his whole body's unnatural, right? It's obvious that he's on steroids, but he would go on every podcast and say that he's not on steroids, right? And I was just listening to a podcast he did with Andrew Schultz, where Andrew Schultz forced him to be open about who he is as a person. He's like, stop pretending that you're this huge macho guy, because nobody can connect with that. Be this, how do you pronounce it, vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
Vulnerable.
Yeah. And I try to be more of that, because when you can be vulnerable with yourself and be honest with yourself, you can achieve a lot more than when you just want to fake it and,
for sure,
and just get ahead. Does that make sense? Where you just,
100%.
Like, you lie to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You're lying to yourself.
You got
to
let go.
So you basically, like, with being vulnerable, you will see the flaws and weaknesses that you have that you can work on and improve on.
Yeah.
Whereas to like, if you just see yourself as like, oh, I'm all holy, or, you know, like I have nothing,
and
nothing wrong
with
me. Like, yeah, exactly. Like if you come off as you're like, well, I'm as good as can be. Like,
they don't know the old me.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you have in your mind, you have nothing that you can work on or improve on. Where if you are vulnerable with yourself, you can understand yourself more. People will be able to relate to you.
Yeah. And then you can relate to yourself more, because you can look in the mirror and be like, I am a fat fuck. What am I going to do about it?
Right.
You know, compared to if you're not vulnerable and you're not honest to yourself. Yeah, you look in the mirror and then you'll be like, I could be fatter. Yeah.
I am wheezing after I eat. Dang it.
Yeah. I mean, that was another thing too, where I was not after I was eating, but like I would just be in the middle of talking or something like that. And I'd be like, I'm out of breath. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything physical. I'm talking. I'm literally talking.
Dude, that was the podcast when we first started.
I'm having a conversation for 20 minutes and I'm out of breath. I'm like, dude, this is, that's not normal. That shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah.
And it's,
and God's like, you're right, dude. Yeah. What the hell are you doing, dude?
Right.
It's not a thing.
Yeah, right. And I want to circle back kind of back to like your John's journey on this detox, as far as like cleansing your mind and setting healthy boundaries.
Cleansing my spirit.
Your spirit. Yeah. That has been kind of linking my mental being my biggest opponent, that has been my biggest downfall throughout anything that I've ever done, is like really getting my mental health on board to allow my physical health to follow. Because I've always thought like they're completely separate. I'm like, physical and mental health are two different things, but they are so intertwined that it's unbelievable. Like, they might as well be the same. Like, like one or the other is going to affect the other. So like pushing myself to be physical has allowed myself to improve my mental space and, you know, feel like, okay, I can actually sort some shit out today. Like,
feels like cleaning out the basement.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, exactly. The basement, like the attic, you know, I'm like finally dusting shit and, and organizing my room.
You're like, what the hell is this doing here?
Right, exactly. What's in this file cabinet? I'll close it.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It sounds like having your house organized. When your house is organized, like my basement, for example. Now that I organize my basement, I know where everything is. I can move faster around my basement. I can get things.
Right.
It's kind of like the same thing in your mind. When you got all this bullshit in your head and you don't know where you are mentally, you don't even know where to start in your own mind. You know.
But you know what's funny is when you don't know where to start and you're so cluttered in your head, your brain or your whatever the hell in your head tells you that doing those things is so anxiety ridden, it's so out of the way and it's going to take forever and I'm going to have to concentrate forever and stuff like that. That feeling, actually, when you do your chores or anything that you have to do, it honestly frees up a lot of your day.
Everything.
And honestly,
it takes no time, realistically.
I've been noticing I'm having a lot more time on my hands.
Yeah.
For the sole fact of I'm taking just care of what shit I'm worried about. Yeah. And now I'm bored at home.
I know. I remember, I don't remember. It may have been in one of our recordings. I remember talking to you about, like, I spend so much time thinking about the shit that I need to do that if I just fucking did it, I wouldn't be so worried and thinking about the shit that I need to do.
Now I'm bored because I'm stuck with nothing thoughts now because I'm like, oh God, I used to spend weeks on end worrying about one thing.
Yeah.
One thing that I wouldn't take care of. I'd actually let it build up. For some reason in my head, that was easier than getting it done. And I think I was just afraid of getting something done and having to sit by myself and think by myself. But now I'm at the point where I'm actually very content with who I'm looking at, you know, because I'm saying, all right, dude, you got off the shit, got off the nasty drugs, and not even that bad of drugs. They're just drugs. Whatever, got off of it. And I'm talking like I did heroin. I got off of it. And that, right when that happened, and you guys being there, immediately opened my brain and said, dude, life's happy. Life is awesome when you got homies, you got loved ones, and you have somewhere to go home to, and you have someone to go home to.
Right.
It's just, it's like, makes a
difference.
And then it's like, okay, let me reflect that off them and go, I appreciate everybody so much that I'm going to have them not look at me and have to worry. You know, that's such a headache. You know, you don't want to be that guy. It's like being a sidekick.
Right.
Or a side character. Yeah. I'm just the character on a sitcom that's like the you know, the, who was on Full House? Who was the daughter's friend? Kimmy.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, Kimmy. Kimmy. Yeah.
I was like, that's like living like Kimmy, just constantly like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Because you're annoying everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't want to be Kimmy, dude. I wanted to be Uncle Joey.
For sure, man.
Cut that, it out.
Exactly.
And I took as a motto, cut it out. And I cut it out, dude.
That's John Stamos, right?
Yeah.
That's how you bring it around, brother.
For sure.
That's how you cut it out.
Exactly, though. That was the realization that clicked in my head was, because in all the animes I watch, you know, there's always important side characters, but at one point in time, the main character steps in and saves them, or has to protect them.
And you're not even thinking about him anymore.
Gets hurt, like, you know, doing. I want to be that main character.
Yeah.
I want to be that person. That's
so when it comes to anime, I've always had this struggle because in the same topic that you're talking about, where I love Goku. Fuck, Goku was my hero. I wanted Goku to be my dad. Sorry, you pops. You know, I wanted to be Goku, right? He was my role model. He was everything. But Goku has this thing where he always has to go the extra mile, kind of like Rocky. Then you have somebody like Vegeta. The side, you watch Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Right? Have you seen Dragon Ball?
No.
All right. Well, you got Vegeta on the side, right? But Vegeta, everything kind of comes easy to Goku. It's always about putting the work and I'll get there. And Vegeta has always had to work 50 times harder than Goku. But at the end, Vegeta would always try catching up, but I would always relate more to just to Vegeta.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas like Vegeta would be the only time where I would want to be the side character.
Yeah.
Because I love Goku, but Vegeta is more relatable to me.
100%. I get that. I think the process of it all, most people, I mean, even myself, yeah, I relate a lot more to side characters because of that fact of where it's like most of the time in anime's main characters, they just are naturally badasses or whatever. Like they have this fucking crazy power that's bestowed upon them or born with, like where there are the side characters that are like, man, I really have to work to get at this. So the biggest, my best comparison, if anybody's ever watched My Hero Academia, so the main character, Deku, basically like the whole show, these, it's kind of like X-Men, like they're born with quirks or superpowers.
God, I wish I was born with fucking something.
Yeah, so he was born quirkless, but he... his whole life wanted to be a hero, like literally stepped in front of like in the way, like almost got himself killed to save somebody else, just being a normal person.
Yeah.
And the number one hero in the show, like they have like a hero system, and the number one hero, All Might, can bestow his power onto other people. And he saw this and was like, dude,
you have a power, brother.
He's like, dude, if there's anybody that's worthy of my power, like it's you, like after what I've seen you do.
It's like the Captain America storyline.
But like he gets this power and has to work 1000% to be able to master this power and be able to use it to its full potential. Yeah. So like he starts out like trying his hardest to be as good of a person of, you know, a good of a version of himself that he can.
Yeah.
And then gets this new life. And like everybody thinks like, oh, like he just has this new life. Like he's just going to be incredible now.
Yeah.
But it's like now he has to work 10 times harder than he was when he was normal. Just to be able to keep up with this power that he
sounds like
he
has steroids. Now. I can relate to
it's
that
almost,
too.
It's almost like, in a way,
they
like
kind of work extra hard.
In a way,
got that
he
power.
Literally gets like steroids and has to put in so much more work.
Yeah.
But I love it because like his mentality from the start was just, I'm gonna be it. Like,
I am the hero.
I am the hero. Doesn't matter if I got powers or not. I'm gonna be the hero. And I've loved it. He's probably one of my favorite.
I like that story arc because I'm thinking of like Shazam. Are you familiar with Shazam?
With Shaq?
No, just the Shazam.
The wizard.
Captain Marvel.
Type?
Yeah, the wizard from DC.
Yeah,
Black Adam's arch nemesis. So Shazam's storyline is very similar to that, where Shazam, he just wants, he's a little kid.
Yeah,
I can't remember what his name is as a little kid, but he's a little kid. He wants to be a hero. Adores Superman, right? So one day he puts himself in danger to save this old man. And he ends up getting beat up, but then the old man ends up being the wizard with the superpowers and ends up giving the little kid the Shazam power. So whenever he's a Shazam, he turns into like a guy stronger than Superman. But the difference is when he turns into the Shazam character, he just comes with the powers and everything that comes with it. He still acts like a kid, but it seems like that character you're talking about actually has to put in the work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my point was like, your story sounds more detailed, more character development.
It is very, very
similar.
Yeah. Very, very parallel as far as the storylines. Like he has the ability within him naturally, but it's like, basically he can use like 10% of the power comfortably and not hurt himself. If he were to use like 100% of the power, like he breaks his limbs and stuff like that. Cause it's like
sounds
so
cool.
much.
I mean, the story.
It's so much that his body, like he has so much power within him, but if he lets it out, his body is incapable of controlling it.
I get it now. Yeah.
So he has to learn and master it to the point where it's like, I can be at his level, but only once I only once I work and improve myself and allow myself to progress to that level.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's why I like animes, because they're so detailed like that, where they get down to the detail. Because we can go back to the health thing. Just thinking of the Hulk really quick. It's almost the same thing where Bruce Banner can turn into the Hulk and his body will go through this transformation that should kill the guy.
Right.
But but there's the loophole where the Hulk can heal super fast. Where it's like they almost didn't want to put in the time to develop the character like that guy you're talking about.
Right.
Should kill him, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's like where if your guy goes over his limit, his leg will break.
Literally.
Except the Hulk won't,
shatter.
Nothing happens.
Like,
because he can heal automatically.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's why anime is like so awesome.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's My Hero, dude.
I've always wanted to check it out. My friend Alex always recommended it.
It's
but
so
with
good.
Anime, dude, one season, dude, will have 1,000 episodes, and it's like, I can't.
This one, it's not that long. They
like One Piece, dude.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to watch that, but I can't.
No, it's not that long, but it's so good. I think that you would like. I think you would probably really enjoy this one because of the storyline that it follows with him. Because he literally has scenarios where he's like, he's in training and stuff, and like trying to save somebody, and literally like uses all his power and just breaks his arm, but saves somebody, but breaks his arm because he's like,
is it actually broken? There's no healing factor to him broken afterwards?
Like he ends up like it ends up getting healed because they have somebody
faster than usual. Okay,
they have somebody that can heal fast.
Yeah,
like they have like their nurse there.
Sounds cool.
But like he's literally got scars like on his arm from where it shattered and stuff, and yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I'll check it out.
He's like, oh, I guess it's worth it.
Yeah. that is, I have a tank top that I've had for a while that it says training to be All Might, and that's been like some like I've got a bunch of like anime tank tops that are like, I've got one for Master Roshi, Roshi's like fitness gym or gym or something. I can't remember what it was.
Is it one of those like custom made, like there's a whole brand that takes anime characters and puts them like into like the fitness aspect of
things. No, it's not one of those. You know what I'm talking about? I do know what you're talking about. Yeah. Those are cool.
Yeah.
But
I had a Jar Jar Binks once. It was Jar Jar.
I have those and I'm like, dude, I've had them for probably 3 years. And I bought them envisioning like, man, I can't wait to wear this when I'm fit one day. And I've just never worn. I literally have a Jonin vest from Naruto. Like that's like a sportswear, like Under Armour one.
Yeah.
And I just look like a fat slob in it. But I've kept it because I'm like, one day I'm going to fucking put this on and I'm going to look awesome in it.
And so, I will get babes.
Have you ever seen Survivor?
Yeah.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
So, hey, Alex, remember there's one guy on Survivor that from the moment he came on, dude, his character, the person that he is, the way he vibes with everybody, you know, he's like if you weren't Survivor, except this guy is all fucking muscle, dude. His name is John. You got to look up this guy. And I remember when Alex and me were watching that, I was like, dude, this guy just reminds me of so much of Zach. Like, if Zach got fit, Zach would look like this guy. And I always wanted to show you, but I can't remember what season he's in just to show you. Because, dude, you look just like him. He even has dreadlocks. You don't have dreadlocks, but it's just this white guy with dreadlocks. He's all about peace. He's all about, like, let's all get along on this Survivor thing. But I brought that up, so I'll send it to you so you can look at this guy and I don't know if it'll motivate you or not, but like,
sure,
because dude, he looked just like you, but you're like a super buff version.
Yeah,
it was so funny. Great show, by the way. Destroyed El Camino, thanks to Juanito.
Yeah,
I said your Survivor game destroyed El Camino.
Yeah, we really got into mental battles with people.
That was like a psychology experiment I didn't mean to do on
people. I thought you did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I did it on purpose. I just didn't. I didn't know that it would work.
It worked extremely well. And it was like.
Yeah, really well.
So essentially, John, when we all were working together, he just, you know, kind of went, just started out one by one with people and was like, hey, if we were on an island,
I said, If you were stuck on a deserted island with someone from here, who would you take?
Yeah,
and I started listing off people I would take. I'm like, oh, maybe I'd take that. And then it turned into a whole thing where it was, who are we kicking off the island?
Yeah,
and because I started asking that question after I was getting some good reviews, you know, I started asking. I was like, well, they said they'd bite you. I just started a whole war. I didn't mean to.
Dude, and you know who kicked me off the
island? I always stayed on the island, though. I started the island, my island.
I almost made it to the end, but one person kicked me off. You can bleep his name out or not, dude. Ray. Fucking manager kicked me. And I didn't know. That was the rumor.
Even
that
the manager was in on this. Yeah, dude,
That's how powerful it was. But you know what? Then I took his job. So take that. I'm just kidding, dude. Shout out.
Take that, Ray.
Yeah, shout out, Ray.
And then
bro.
He went for a better career, better job, and better everything. Yeah. So shout out.
Yeah. I actually went to his police graduation.
Really?
Yeah, I was there. It was really. I was very proud of him.
I'm not going to talk about the last thing he told me before he left El Camino, but he when we were closing up the last night and handed me the keys. He told me something that I'll never forget, and I wish I would have followed the guide that he set for me. He's like, this is what you got to do. Now, and my cocky self, I was like, okay.
Yeah, give me the keys.
Sure thing, dude. That when I lock up.
What did he say?
Now, that's between me and him and my
He probably told a lot of people, though.
If he did, then he did, but it's me.
It was a personal
because, yeah, it was nice. I didn't expect him to like give me these
care about you,
care about me or not. I don't know, but like just give me these tips. Yeah. Not even about the restaurant, just life. Just about life. And I'm starting to follow them now, but I'm like, he probably wouldn't, like, if he has, he probably wouldn't remember. But it stuck with me, and I'm like, that's cool.
I might call him up and ask.
Yeah. Hey, what'd you tell Rafa?
He's in the middle of arresting somebody.
I heard you've been giving out advice without me, bro.
Yeah. No, he was a good guy. Like, I like him. Respect him a lot.
For sure. I do want to talk. You said that you were doing some steroids. What was the...
Nice.
What's the story behind that? No, yeah, back then.
After COVID.
Because I've discussed with you, but I want, you know, other people to hear.
I could care less.
I want other people to hear the education on it.
Yeah,
that you
how'd
have
you
done.
Get into it?
So, I mean, so for the record, it's been a while since I've done steroids, so my knowledge of them is kind of blurry. But when I was doing them, I was obsessed with learning as much as I could. So I don't remember my exact cycles, but I took testosterone once a week and I took Anavar daily. I did one cycle for 3 months. And, well, that's just what I did for 3 months. I got super big, not big enough, because anytime I got big, I've always wanted to be bigger. Like, I was looking at pictures of how I looked on steroids, and I wish that's what I looked like now. But during those times, I remember even telling Alex, like, I'm so fucking fat right now. Like, I'm a fat fuck. Like, what's, I'm on steroids. I'm not a chick.
I think you have body dysmorphia, dude. 100%.
Maybe. I don't know. I just remember even being on stairs. I was like, I have to be bigger. I have to be more cut. I would look at my slime and like, you're fat, you know. I've never been happy with my physical appearance. So I thought steroids would fix that in a way. I don't know. It didn't. But that was my cycle. That's the steroids I did. But like, what questions did you have about it? Or
I don't know. I just always like, I've never known anybody that has done it and has been
successful.
A lot of people
not successful, but like
open about it,
open and like in a sense an advocate for it. Well, like, you know what I mean? Like not like you're like, fuck, everybody just go out and do steroids.
I think they should try it.
But like you being like,
people,
you know,
people will do coke before they do steroids. For some reason, coke was safer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, my thing with steroids is that they have
I can get on that train.
They have this bad, well, what is the word? I can't think of the word.
Reputation or stigma?
Bad reputation.
A bad stigma and bad reputation. Because let's say anytime you hear about nationally of somebody doing steroids, is usually an athlete that plays for some sports team that gets kicked off of the sports team for doing steroids.
That's right? Actually making the sport better too.
First of all, that would be better if they all did steroids. But also sports have rules that you have to follow, right? You can't smoke weed either, right? So if you're doing steroids while you're in a sport, I understand why that's bad. But when you're doing steroids for yourself, there's, what's so bad about it? First of all, a lot of people don't even know the health effects that it has, the good ones and the negative ones. You know what I mean? A lot of people, when they find out somebody's doing steroids or they're pointing fingers, this person's doing steroids, it's not usually, it's always in a negative remark.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's out of jealousy, because a lot of it is from jealousy. It's usually the people that aren't happy with the way they look. Always, even when I wasn't on steroids, I was accused of being on steroids for people that I, whether they were or not, I feel like they were jealous. Though it's easier to discredit you by saying, this is what you're doing.
Then
I'm not putting in the work. I'm not putting in the work. So I'm going to accuse you. And I got sick of that. So even when I started doing steroids at first, I felt embarrassed to tell people, right? Even though the results were there, dude, I was like the fucking liver king saying I'm not on steroids, which I was. And then afterwards, I'm like, I just don't care who knows.
Yeah.
Who am I competing against that this is so bad to do? You know what I mean? The guy next to me, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm doing this for myself. Yeah.
The guys who's also on steroids next to me.
The gym, yeah. So it's, I've always like, with steroids, it can be bad for your liver. It can be bad for your testosterone. It can be bad in a lot of ways, but so are other things, dude. People go out and drink weekly and act like that's somehow good for them.
It's normal. It's normalized.
Yeah, it's super normalized.
And you actually have to put in a lot of effort when you do, like, because I've always had the thought, like, you just do steroids and
people think it's a cheap thing.
You just blow up overnight. Yeah.
That's not true. Dude. I could take you to the gym right now and point out all of the skinny people at that gym and be like, all of these people are on steroids because I know they're on steroids, but they're not even muscular because their thought process was, I'll do steroids and tomorrow I'll wake up like the Hulk. I'll look like the Rock tomorrow. And that's not true. When you do steroids, you have to work even harder because you got to eat more than usual, and not even more than usual. You got to eat to unnatural levels. And it also depends what steroid, but like with Anavar, it made me really, really hungry. So I was eating an unnatural amount of food. you also have to put in even more work because now you're at a different stage of your body. You're at a different physical. Your physical limit is above and beyond what it used to be. So you're working out even harder. And a lot of people don't understand that. And whether it's because they don't want to understand it or it's because it's easier to just, like weed. No, before weed was so accepted by society, it was looked upon like if your parents thought you were doing weed or smoking weed, it's like you were doing crack. You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's a slacker.
To me, steroids are almost in that aspect because there's so many steroids. There's so many steroids. It's like saying the word drugs. Like, oh, he does drugs. Okay, what drugs?
Yeah.
You know, there's so many drugs. Does he smoke weed or Tylenol's a drug? What drugs are you talking about? You know, so when you say
he's snorting mad amount of Tylenol every night, he's crazy.
So testosterone also fall onto. Steroids also fall onto that where you can have something relatively safe. Like Anavar, there's more studies on Anavar. That's what makes steroids safer than knowledge is the studies behind it. Because then you can get into this whole other world of I forget what they're called. One of the things is Red 140. Any listeners listening will know what Red 140 is. It's basically legal steroids that you can buy on the internet right now, as long as you promise you're going to use them on rats. As long as you promise you're going to use them to experiment on rats, you can buy them.
I promise.
Scouts on.
I am also 18 to enter this porn site.
For some reason, I can't think of what that category of them are right now. But like I said, you can get Anavar relatively safe. You can kick it up a notch to Winstrol. That's going to dry your body up and get you really cut. There's somebody that I think's on it, and I will find out. Not because I want to call them out on it, because I want some. And
nice.
And then you can get into Trent, which is even worse. Like, it just depends what kind of there's steroids that there's like the synthetic steroids that you can inject into your particular, like if you want bigger triceps, you can inject the steroid into your triceps to pump them up. Rich Piana is what he did. Have you guys heard of Rich Piana?
Mm-mm.
The 1%er? He motivates me a lot. I mean, he died already from mixing drugs and steroids, but that's besides the point. So to me, steroids, if you do them recreationally in a safe manner, you go to the doctors, you get your blood test done, your blood work done, and you talk to your doctor about it, they'll prescribe it to you. You can do it in a safe way and be healthy about it.
Yeah.
You know, we already reproduce testosterone naturally. So you can, even if you want to do steroids, you can do testosterone.
Yeah.
But I don't know, they just have this really negative stigma to them that I've always thought it was childish.
Right.
It's like, you don't even know what you're talking about, first of all. You've never done steroids, so who are you to tell me?
Yeah.
I've done them.
Right.
And also the people that criticize me are also the ones drinking all the time. It's like,
yeah. I've had, until I had sat down and talked to you about them, like I don't know that I would ever do them myself, but it definitely gave me a different outlook on them where I'm like, okay, they're, you know, speaking to the different categories of them, where, you know, like, okay, this one may be more safe than the other ones. Like, yeah, it's definitely changed my view of like, okay, I could see how.
Yeah,
it could be controlled properly.
Yeah, because it can definitely be controlled, but there's also negative side effects where it can speed up your hair loss, but that's also genetically in you already. But it's just like it was already in my genetics and in my genes to lose my hair, right? So taking steroids was only going to speed that up.
Oh, they burned it off you, baby.
For you, if it's not in your genetics, it's not really going to affect you. It's like person to person. Yeah. Another side effect is if you like, let's say if you take testosterone, since your balls are what reproduce your testosterone naturally, when you start taking testosterone synthetically, you know, through a needle, since you're injecting into your body, your balls will take a vacation for those 3 months or however long you do it. So once you're off the testosterone, your balls, it takes them a minute to like realize what's going on. They're going to be like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah. You know, you're not injecting
like
it anymore.
Like a jump start for a car.
So I guess in a way it is real when they say a jump start, it went right over my head. Yeah.
It did for mine too. Dude, to be honest, my balls need a vacation.
So your balls technically can shrink, but you also have to do so much.
Yeah.
Or you can be that one unlucky person that steroids were not for you. And it's going to fuck you up. That's why you got to go to the doctors and get your blood work
dead
done.
Dead the next day.
Yeah. Well, not Jeez. Dead, but you're
no,
erectile dysfunction.
You're like, wake up, you're going to think you're going to get so huge, and then you're just dead.
What else? So that's a side effect. I guess if you were, like, the people talk about roid rage. To me, I've tried to keep up with the REACH studies on it. I couldn't really find any. road rage was real to me because I'm already a naturally angry person. I don't know if I'm bipolar or not.
No, I think I am. You're not.
Well, you don't know me outside of any of this. Like, I'm just telling you from experience. So it comes from, I have this anger and this rage that's within me. Like we talked on the podcast, my natural emotion was anger.
Yeah, but that's not bipolar, though. Bipolar wouldn't be that. You probably have a temperamental disorder.
I don't know what it is. That's besides the point. I was naturally angry. Yeah. That's just my number one emotion. That was my natural emotion. So when I took steroids, it only elevated that to an heightened level. Where if something
pissed, punching kittens.
Yeah, dude, killing kittens, dude.
On sight.
So roid rage can be real in that way.
Yeah. It varies person to person.
If you took roids, I think you would be the chillest, biggest guy I've ever met. You know what I mean? Like The Rock. Yeah. I don't know. Another negative side effect can be to your kidney and liver since it's really bad. But like I said, it's always drinking.
Right.
And people do that all the time. You can have the same argument when it comes to weed and alcohol.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. It comes down to that. It just comes down to are you going to abuse it or do it correctly?
Right.
Just like anything else in life.
So what is your end vision like for you physically, like your body?
Me? So I don't want to do steroids within the next couple months. I'm 27, maybe by the time I want to keep this going. So in my 30s, when I turn 30, I definitely want to start a cycle. My goal, short term, I want to gain 200 pounds. Or I want to weigh 200 pounds.
Yeah.
I want to weigh 200 pounds.
Of muscle. I was like, God bless you.
I want to weigh 200 pounds. I want to be the biggest I've ever been naturally.
Yeah.
Because I went from, when I was doing calisthenics, I went from 170 pounds to 130 pounds. I was a fucking skeleton. I was shredded as hell, dude. But I was a skeleton. So now I did that naturally. Now my end goal, short term, is I wanna maybe by 2024 with the whole year of doing this, working out. Hopefully you stick with this with me.
No, I will
do this. By 2024, I wanna weigh 200 pounds, maybe more, and just be the biggest I've ever been naturally.
Yeah.
I just wanna walk around
large and in charge.
Yeah.
Yes. Like. I don't know if I was thinking of the song. I can't say it. It has the N word.
Oh, okay.
I want to walk around like that. You know that song?
The N word song.
I just want to be the biggest I've ever been. That's what I want. Will that make me happy? I don't know, dude. I mean, like I said, I used to be on steroids for the sole purpose of getting as big as I possibly could, and I achieved it. And even at that moment, I wasn't happy. So yeah. I don't know what's gonna make me happy.
Huh.
I don't think there is something that's going to make me happy.
That's what I'm saying, basically. Man. I don't think so either. That's why I'm riding this mental train until I know I'm going to work out again and it will make me feel better looking at myself, feeling better and confident. But,
oh, I'll get that 100%.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, we'll get bored.
No, I don't get bored. It's my thing with me is that I want more.
Yeah.
When I was on steroids, it's not that I got bored and I was like, I wanted, Anavar was the safest drug steroid I could take. Now I wanted Trent. Now I wanted to look like the Hulk. Now I wanted to be like Clint.
Yeah.
My goal was to be like Clint.
But for what reason though?
Yeah. Because like, I felt like that made me feel better. Fit. Yeah,
I think, if I'm being honest with you,
I think you need to, I don't know how, what discussions you need to have with whatever people, but I think you need to figure out what it is physically about yourself that you either dislike or that is preventing you from being happy with yourself, and then formulate a plan to get there. Because like say you go through this whole path where you're fucking looking like Larry the Lobster from SpongeBob and you're still not happy.
Yeah.
Like what other places, you know what I mean? What other like elevations are there than, you know, being just completely muscle? You know what I mean? I think
you're working for a goal.
There's gotta be something. I don't know what it is. I don't know what could have caused it or affected it, but there's got to be something that it probably intertwines with just the way your brain works and always wanting more and something new and something else.
I know what you're saying, Zach, because it feels like there's a mixture of both.
But there's got to be like, I don't know. I mean, if you know, you get to that point where you're like, dude, I'm still not happy. Like I need more. I need something else. It's like, what, you know, I mean, where would you get to a point? There's going to be a point where you got to stop.
I have talked about this to my therapist, and I have talked about it to myself on shrooms, right? Where I stood in front of a mirror naked for 7 hours telling myself how much I hate myself and how much I hate my physical appearance and how I had to be happy with, because this is my body, this is who I am, and I got to respect it and love it, right? And then talk to my therapist about it too, where I listen to it, but it's also where I don't know how to explain it. I always want more.
Right.
You know, and that's clear. So when, I mean, if we're just talking about working out, even if I achieve, I weigh 200 pounds, I'm muscular, and I'm envisioning what I thought right now would make me happy. Like, let's say I achieve all of that. I'm still going to be, I'm still human. I'm still going to say, how can I be better? What can make, okay, now I did this. What's next? You know? Now I can lose all of this and go down to 130 pounds and go to calisthenics and get as shredded as I can possibly get, you know? And then once I achieve that, my mind always goes to, okay, what's next? You know, cause we've had this conversation before the last time we were here, where we talked about the way I think, where I thought about that, but it's like, I don't like putting limits on myself.
Yeah.
I could say my goal is to weigh 200 pounds and stay at 200 pounds and that's it, where I can't live like that.
Right.
Because I can't.
That's just the way you are. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even just the way you're. It's just that I'm not happy like that. Or maybe that is the way I am. But
no, you don't want to limit yourself. You like, know, you feel like you have.
Do you think you will ever achieve that goal that you're looking for through this Detox December?
Through this month? Probably not. I mean.
Not through the month.
Yeah, but eventually, like I think I'll get to a point where I am at the place I want to be and able to figure out where I want to go from there. Cause I don't have like an end goal, like physique or anything in my mind where I'm like, you know, I want to be
jacked,
250 jacked. Like Clint. I really don't want, like I want to be ripped, but I don't want to be so jacked that I can't even like itch my own back. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Like
bad
the people where they're like, they literally are like,
yeah,
like you can't even touch your own like that.
But to, for that, you gotta be a meathead.
I'll do it for you, Zach.
Yeah.
A real Jew's head.
Right. It's funny because like I've seen a video of this. It's like this chubby guy that was in the gym, and there was like this super ripped guy in the locker room, and the chubby guy's friend puts a piece of tape on the chubby guy's back, and he pulls it off, and then he puts it on the dude that's fucking jacked, and he can't get it off, and the dude's just fucking laughing, and I'm just like, dude, I would never want to be that big. I feel like it would be.
It's also, you got to think, like, is that even genetically possible for me? I can never be genetically like Clint ever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many there's people that can shoot up all the steroids they want in the world, but their genetics will just never let them. Some people aren't meant to have muscle.
Meant to fucking be in the Iron Paradise, baby. You know, you can't do it.
Yeah, I think I definitely think, and I know I will get to a point where whatever goal and vision I have in mind, I will reach that. But
do you think you'll want more afterwards?
I will definitely want more. It just depends on to what degree, for sure. That's why I want to know. I'm like, you know, I mean, because of the journey that you have gone on before, and you were like, even with that, you know, it sounded like, you know, you were like, I'm still getting started on what I wanted. Like, even when you were doing steroids, you're like,
okay. I got to the point on steroids where I wanted it to be even forget steroids, even because calisthenics was way harder. Calisthenics was a million times harder than steroids because calisthenics was it's a different animal of working out when you can do the handstand pushups and all of that. So even when I achieved that, that's when I started doing the weird things like doing handstands on the monkey bars,
grocery carts,
or the grocery carts.
Yeah,
it's like where can I?
What's the next level I can take this to?
It gets dangerous, but it got to the point. It's like, if I get really good at this, I want to go to like to the top of a building and just do a handstand there. But because it's like, can I do it? If I put in the work and training, can I push myself and my body to do that?
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
I don't know. I'm just, I just always want more.
You like seeing to what extent you can push yourself.
You're addicted. It's like addiction, addictive. You just got addictive personality. You get addicted, dude.
Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Because last time we had this conversation, we talked about how I do get addicted to all of these things and I get over obsessive. And we talked about the podcast that we don't got to get into that again, but how I kind of just took control of the podcast and ran with it. Right. Because I wanted it to be the Joe Rogan Experience by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
right.
I've been thinking about that a lot. It's like, well, and I've been struggling since we had the conversations, and it's like, how can I take that energy and implement it somewhere else. Luckily, we started this detox thing.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like I've been putting it big time. I've been putting it big time through reading books. So I've only read one book. I struggle with the reading books. But I've been listening. I finished 3 audiobooks already, and it feels good. I feel like I know more than I knew.
Dude, doesn't audiobooks feel good?
Audiobooks. I mean, I still love audiobooks. Books.
Rafa, I got to send you a few then. Are you on Audible?
I retain more. Yeah, I retain more from reading than listening. So what I do is I get the book. I read the book and I listen. I get like the both the things, right?
Yeah.
Because when I listen, that was before.
That is addictive.
I just recently found out that you, I didn't know, and I didn't think I could understand them, but I listened to books on 3X. So it sounds like a bunch of gibberish. But when you're on the treadmill and you're running and it's on 3X and I can finish a 10-hour audiobook like in 3 hours, that feels good.
Oh,
so that's what
on fast forward.
Yeah, I fast forwarded by 3X.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know I could do that.
2.2 because sometimes I see that in audiobooks 14 hours, like I just downloaded the Rise of the Third Reich, and I've been listening to that.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw that on there.
Yeah, and I've always found that interesting. How did one guy was able to take over the whole world in a way, right?
Jordan Peterson has a lot on that too.
Yeah, and I want to understand that more. So I was
it's like, bloody scary, eh?
And it's a 14-hour book, and I'm like, Jesus Christ! And then I found out that that I can fast forward and actually understand and retain what they're saying. So I've been listening to that on 3X, and it went from 14 hours to 5 hours. So I'm like,
man,
this is great.
I might have to do that, dude, because I didn't know I could had that option. I thought it just meant like fast forward, as in not read faster, but like skip parts.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could do that because my books are like
playback speed.
And Billy the Kid.
Yeah, I hate that.
Dunn found where he was staying, and I'm like, I'm asleep by page 2.
Yeah, dude. So, and then the fact that they're talking so fast forces me to focus on what they're saying. So then I retain all of it.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Rafa,
cool,
I'm gonna do that. God dang tonight.
Do
that's
that.
A good method.
It works for me, and it's because I've been like that. David Goggins' book I've been listening to, also really good book, but. Sometimes the guy that's reading just reads so slow, and I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing with that one. I finished that whole book within the 3 hours because I'm exaggerating, but like 5 hours, whatever.
You need
like
a lot
hours.
Of stimulant, baby. That's for damn sure. You are a stimulated man.
Yeah. And
you
that's what I've been trying to figure out how to do it. So, dude, I got all those other podcasts, Not Just in Chills, the other one that I have with you that we haven't even started. So it's like I finally got those established. I got myself finally listening to books established. I put the First Class Idiots to the side where we can all work on it when it needs to be worked on, right? Whenever I need to add it to the First Class Idiots, I'll add on to it. Whenever you need to add on, like with the microphones, you add on whenever you, and whenever Sergio wants to show up, right? He shows up and then he adds on to it. So it's like, that was hard for me at first because it's like, I can't step to the side and just do that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I have to. I have to put First Class Idiots over here and then... let it, like you guys said, let that build naturally, right? And that was really hard for me to do. So then, because dude, it's crazy how 7 weeks of being dedicated with you has like made me think of different aspects, like cleaning my house, all of this, where it's like, okay, I'll put that to the side because I was putting, like you said, 1,000% of my energy into this. Now, out of the 1,000%, let me take like whatever percentage, put it to First Class Idiots. But now I got all of this other freed up energy that can go everywhere.
Right.
And I've been getting so much done.
Yeah.
So that conversation helped out a lot, but it's also so difficult for me.
For sure.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, let me do all of this for the First Class Idiots. But it's like, I gotta.
You're just a go man.
From the reviews I've heard, everybody, you are a go man. But from the reviews I've heard, everybody likes it really how it is so far. Yeah. They like the intro, they like the outro, they like the.
Yeah.
Even Nick, shout out to Nick, dude.
Yeah,
Nick,
shout out to Nick. We got to do it on the First Class Idiots, but
I forgot it wasn't.
No, that's good.
I kind of have forgot that it is too. Yeah.
No, it's just it was just hard putting First Class Idiots to the side and being like, okay, let that thing just ride out,
right,
and do its own thing, and then what am I gonna do now? Because that was my baby.
You need to get Legos or something, dude.
I do. I have a whole box of Legos up.
Let's
go.
You
see that?
Yeah,
I love Legos.
We need to get a new Lego.
I got so many unfinished ones up there that I'm working on.
And they
on.
Got some cool ones out at Target, brother.
I like the ones that are actually cities, because then you got the regular. But those are so expensive. It's like $300 for
that
small box.
They're like,
it's insane.
They need to be in the expensive aisle.
It should be in the adult aisle, not the kids aisle. $300
for $80 for this big of a hand of Thanos.
Yeah.
I'm like, get real, dude.
Man.
I almost got that hand, but I ended up getting that Stormtrooper. I got
it. Honestly made me think. I was like, were they always this expensive? And I just didn't know, and I just was an asshole.
I mean, they were always decently priced, but like the stuff that they come out with now is so different. That I mean, unreal. It's so much more advanced than the stuff that, I mean, back then it was like, oh, here's a fire truck, build a fire truck. Now it's like, oh, you want to build the fucking Death Star with, you know, an explosion in its side? Like, here you go.
Like you can get the whole Seinfeld like studio set. It's like $200, but it's so detailed. It's called Lego Studios. I think that's what it's called. It's a different section of Legos. But yeah, I love Legos, man.
Wouldn't it be sweet to work at Lego World?
Yeah.
There's actually a guy I follow on TikTok.
Yes, I follow
that. Same guy that creates Legos. Yes. Just from his mind, he'll create random
that's pretty objects. Cool.
Yeah.
Dude, there's this one TikTok account I follow, Rafa, and it's this guy who races things on a treadmill. So
I see him too, dude. Dude, Garfield on
I could watch that for hours, dude. I have no idea why, but it's so great.
I've seen those.
Yeah, those are
he'll
fun
have
to
like
watch.
A bunch of cars lined like Hot Wheels lined up or marbles.
The
and
Hot
shit.
Wheels one, even better, dude. Yeah. He takes the Hot Wheel, he goes, this is the da-da-da car, the XR300.
Yeah.
And then he does it and it'll whenever it stops, he'll put it to the side where it stopped and see which car can go the longest. Yeah. I'm just like, dude, this kid's got it figured out, dude.
Making millions doing
and
that.
And I'm over here watching it, dude.
Yeah.
28-year-olds watching Hot Wheels, dude.
It's so, well, besides that, it's so funny to me how, just podcast-wise, we're the same three guys that does that record the First Class Idiots, right? Sergio, too, I guess.
The first and three idiots.
Yeah.
And... but the when you're in charge, or like obviously this is your podcast, when you're in charge, just the way that the vibe is like completely different.
Yeah,
like it's I find it interesting how we can just flip that and
I'm a sub
be
now.
Different.
Yeah, I think the I like the it's the tone of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The tones, the topics and stuff. Like for FCI, we're more like just let loose, like you know what I mean, anything goes kind of thing. We're like with this, you know what I mean, I like to you know touch on. More of a deeper physical or mental level than
yeah. You had me talk about stuff I didn't know I was going to talk about.
Yeah,
I was like, well,
I really enjoyed. I enjoyed both of our episodes, man. I'm really excited to have you know more people on and get to
it's, at this dive point. Into your them, podcast is
unzip them.
FCI point two.
I think Zach's trying to say this is our last episode.
Yeah, get out of here.
This is me and Rafa's last appearance. Dude.
No. I anytime you guys want to record for this, I love it, dude. I mean, it's. It is a different tone than FCI, but I still like this episode. I kind of felt like at least like the last half, I felt like it was we were recording for First Class Idiots.
Yeah, it feels
like
good.
I almost forgot that we were recording.
For, I want to do an FCI.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, it was nice. Though.
Did you? I feel like it was your podcast the whole way through.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
I felt like it was mine, to be honest with everybody.
No, It definitely, it definitely is a different tone than we.
It actually doubled down on me and Rafa, so you had an episode with Rafa, episode with me.
Yeah,
and honestly, doubled down on the personality of both of us because we mentioned because when we talked about the game that I did at El Camino, just messing with people.
Yeah,
and like I've said that in the episode, I was like, I love messing with people.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
That and Rafa's stuff too.
Right. Yeah. I like it.
Rafa's go-getter attitude and stuff like
for
that.
Real.
It kind of let us.
It was like a sequel to you guys in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting view on that. I like that.
It's like a where are they now episode.
Yeah. 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 Where are they
publishes
now?
in 3 years.
Yeah. Right.
And I can guess three years from now. Hopefully I got a headlight.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to do this one with Hank and see where
I'm going
to
kick his
where
butt.
It, where
dude.
It goes. Yeah,
I miss him so much.
I haven't seen him in a long time. I've talked to him for a little while, but I sent him a message yesterday and he never answered me back. So
please let me be on that one.
I mean, it'll
I don't
be,
know if you just want to do Hank, but
yeah,
because what are you going to talk about his?
I don't know. He just said he wanted to do something with me, and I was like, I'm all right. You know, I mean, I'm all right. Just seeing where it goes. Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna kick his butt.
I like discussing mental health, but I also just really like. Sitting down and talking to people. I mean, if he's like, hey, I got something that I want to bring up and talk about, like, I'm all for it.
Because I could talk about that whole brother thing with him.
Yeah.
Because he was the first guy I went to.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
He
yeah.
was the first guy. Yeah. I was like, dude, what do I do? And he's like, you can come over if you want. So I watched him play video games, and I like while I cried a little bit.
You're just shedding tears behind him.
I was like, he's like, sick kill, bro.
Is this the guy that subscribed?
No, that is our buddy Nick.
Nick, that's right.
No, our Nick, dude.
Shout out Nick, dude. It's a podcast, but shout out.
Yeah. Rafa, this guy is on, I've never met someone so much alike on my brain pattern as Nick, dude. Me and Nick are just constant, never-ending bits. It's never-ending bits, dude.
I love Nick, man. He is a very unique person.
Dude, when I saw that, I was so...
Yeah. Like the shitty post on Instagram stories. Like, it's just random...
Most random, yeah.
The most random... Like, it would be like a random super fashion shoe from China with like... And it's like backwards or something like that. And it's like...
He's a super trendy guy, dude. He knows
he is.
Anything like late, like you, he knows.
Yeah.
And where's Carhartt?
Yeah.
Should invite him on.
Yeah. FCA. He lives in Colorado, but.
We can do it. Yeah. Dude, we got the TV down here now. We can set up a camera there.
I'll send him a message and see where he's
miss
at,
Nick,
man.
Dude.
I do too. I've known his mom. So his mom was a teacher at DeVoe.
Really?
So I knew his mom before I went. And I, he's a good kid, man.
It's a long time family friend in a way. Well, you too.
In a way.
High school,
mainly through high school. Yeah, but
oh my god,
I actually have a picture with him that I did in art class where we tried to take a picture like the Step Brothers cover.
Yeah,
and it's of me and him.
We got. I want to save some. I really do want to save talk about Nick.
For sure. Yeah, we'll wrap it up here
because I got so much to say.
Past an hour, so. Yeah,
hour 30. My bad. I was gonna say, but then
no, that's
like
cool.
I love it. I love the energy because FCA is so fast paced. This was like chill. It was nice.
It is, especially the last episode, like with five people, dude.
Really, I felt slower on FCA.
That hour went like that. But I was telling him, I don't want to talk about what happened. But from what happened that day, I don't remember any. I don't even. I remember being in my basement, but I don't remember what was talked about. Yeah. Just because I was like in shock with because then. We can talk about it off because then you can edit this part out, man.
Yeah,
please.
What?
Like, I'll tell you once the mics are off.
Oh, I love hangers, dude. When a podcast, like, dude, we'll talk about it all.
Yeah.
We'll
talk about it leave after it out, dark.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the Patreon, dude.
Oh, first class after dark.
Right. But I appreciate you guys coming back for round two.
Yeah, dude, Longhorn was so good.
Yeah.
It really was, dude. Thanks for going there and bringing it.
For sure, dude.
Because I'm starving right now.
Yeah.
I left the piece in there. I can't wait to eat it, dude. I'm so hungry.
Oh, I ate it.
Yeah. It's already gone. Well, like I said, I appreciate you guys. It's always a good vibe, good tone with you. And
always here, dude. I'll see you Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be back. So if you guys haven't already, make sure you're checking out First Class Idiots as well. We just had a new episode that dropped this Monday. We'll have another one next Monday. We got content all over. We're some content whores.
Yeah, dude. We make a lot some of content. Whores. We make
Whoas. Anybody that watches Always Sunny, shout out.
Sopranos. That's from Savannah. She's a whoa, Tony.
That's Danny DeVito in Always Sunny, too.
She's like, a whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At least for me, I've never seen Sopranos, but
I have. But I didn't even
think
of that.
Dude, start the Sopranos, bro.
I'll start the Sopranos when you start the Boys.
I did start the Boys.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, that girl had to suck the dude.
That's what I said last episode, dude. You're repeating what I said.
No, I swear to God, I did watch it.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can believe that.
I swear to God, because what's
the first thing that happens?
The guy kills the guy's girlfriend.
From running? Yeah. For sure. All right.
And then he hates.
Yeah.
I love how he's just, that guy's on everything. And then he sees him and he's in the club and the guy.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like fucking in the air and shit. And then the guy's like, yeah, I killed her. The guy's like, he's laughing about it. Yeah. He's a fucking superhero.
It's a wild show, dude.
But I started D-Bag. Are you going to start Sopranos now, right, D-Bag?
I'll think about it.
I'm about to restart it. Yeah. That's how much, dude. Sopranos.
My own. If you restart,
my own.
I'll start it. I'll start.
Dude,
it.
This is all O'Gods.
I'll start it.
Yeah, I restarted that show. I can't even keep track.
Yeah,
I start random seasons though. I have my favorite seasons, but we can talk about this.
Yeah, we do this all the time. We're like, all right, let's wrap it up, and then we go on for 15 minutes. I love it though.
And wrapping
that's
it
our
up.
Trimac. Yeah, and we're out. But peace and love, y'all. Thank you again. Anything you guys want to say before we bounce?
Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.